Dr. Range joins me now to tell us more about it. Dr. Range, what are the benefits, firstly, for pupils going back to school now?
We need to get pupils back into schools because we know how important school is for children's personal and educational development. School remains the best place for children not only to learn, but beyond education, it supports children's sense of routine and aids their mental health and well-being. We also know that children and young people are at low risk from COVID-19, and evidence shows that there is a very low risk of children becoming very unwell from coronavirus. So with our vaccine rollout well and truly underway, regular testing of all education staff, secondary and college pupils, as well as having all preventative measures in place at schools, such as opening windows more regularly, ensure that children and young people are as safe as they can be.
Now, the government's announced that secondary school pupils and teachers will be tested twice a week. Tell us more about this testing process and how it works.
Yes, it's great news. The testing kits for people who have no symptoms are known as lateral flow devices, and all teaching staff, primary and secondary school pupils will be given these tests to use at home twice a week. They are really simple to use swab tests and are great because they're very effective in identifying those who have COVID-19 but don't have any symptoms. Up to 1 in 3 people who have COVID-19 do not have symptoms, so can pass the virus on without knowing. The tests give results in around 30 minutes, so they are quick and can let you know whether you can attend school or college if it comes back negative. The government have also announced that parents, households, and childcare bubbles of a primary or secondary school pupil should also get tested twice every week. I just want to encourage all pupils, parents and households and education staff, as well as families and bubbles of all children attending school, to get tested twice weekly.
How do the tests work and where do students and parents get them from, Raj?
All students will receive the lateral flow devices from their schools or colleges. Students in secondary schools will be given tests in school or college first, where they will be shown how it's done, and then pupils are provided with 2 regular rapid tests to use each week at home. Parents, household or childcare bubbles can either get a test at work if it's available, attend a test site to get tested, or pick up tests to do at home. If the first options are not possible, there will be a limited supply of tests online to order and do at home. The lateral flow test should be carried out ideally 30 minutes before you eat and wash your hands thoroughly for 20 seconds using soap and warm water before using the kit. The swab is taken at the back of your throat where your tonsils are, and then the same swab goes up your nose. Taking the test may feel a little uncomfortable and unusual for most people, but this is completely normal. All the swab testing kits will have instructions with them and the school will also be able to support you, but do look online too as there are a number of how-to videos. After around 30 minutes, the test will either show a positive or negative line, a little bit like a pregnancy test. It's really that simple, and lateral flow device tests will be used a lot more in the future. So it's great that school teachers and households are leading the way.
Now, finally, Dr. Ange, what measures should pupils and teachers be following when they are returning to school?
In addition to the new testing process, schools are already going to great lengths to ensure all pupils can go back as safely as possible, and existing measures will continue. These include good hygiene habits, so pupils will need to wash their hands regularly, staggered start and break times, and all education staff in primary schools, as well as all staff and pupils in secondary schools and colleges, are advised to wear face coverings in all areas if social distancing isn't possible. For more information, just visit gov.uk/backtoschool.